A very good evening to you. And welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company on a Friday evening. What have we got? Well, as this is the last Sweet and Swing before Christmas, I thought we'd better get festive. If we're not going to do it now, we never will. So we'll have some Nina, we'll have some John Kirby, bit of Bing, of course, perhaps a bit of Perry, Claude Thornhill, of course, I have to play that every year. But to get us going, Guy Lombardo, and he will be coming down the chimney. I think that's Santa, not Guy.
Santa, and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would.
So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would.
So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by Jiminy. What a great rhyme. You don't get rhymes like that anymore. And I dare say some of you would be saying, well, a good job too, but I rather like it, by Jiminy. You don't hear that phrase. It's very much a time, well, a phrase of its time, I guess. That time being when we like the sort of 20s, 30s, 40s. Did anyone say by Jiminy much after the 1950s or 60s? You might still say it. Let me know if you do. Howard Kane with an E at manxradio.com, of course. The Guy Lombardo Trio, Kenny Gardner on vocals, getting us going. He'll be coming down the chimney. Guy Lombardo, another one of those. Well, they're all characters, I think, in my book, it has to be said. Some large, some small, but all characters. And between 1927 and 1954, Guy and his Royal Canadians sold above, wait for it, 100 million records. 100 million! On Columbia, Brunswick, Decca, RCA, Victor. His total worldwide record sales are estimated between 100 and 300 million. And yet, trot out Guy Lombardo as a name to someone in their 20s or 30s now, and they'll say, who? It's a difficult thing, we keep saying it. One of the highest-selling recording groups of all time with his Royal Canadians, exceeded only by the Beatles. But there, just with his trio. And of course, in 1929, began a series of appearances at the Roosevelt Grill in the Roosevelt Hotel. That went on then for 30 years. Late 50s or 60s before he stopped doing that. Also performed in Los Angeles during the 1930s and became a naturalised citizen of the US. And continued to tour Canada and the States after leaving the Roosevelt Hotel in the year of my birth. I think that was the last one might have been 61, or I don't know whether he did 62 Christmas. He definitely did 61. And 62, I came into existence. But he did become a naturalised US citizen, although he's actually born in Ontario in Canada. Yeah, we're going to keep it festive. Well, we've got to, haven't we? I know. And we hear lots of Christmas songs on Mike's radio, but probably not as good as these in my book. I like one or two of the modern ones, I'm sure we all do. You can't beat Noddy shouting Merry Christmas on with Slade, can you? We're going to go much on the sweeter side of things next, though. That was a good swingy one. What about this? This is Deck the Hall with Boughs of Holly, 1958. A very traditional, this. Richard Biggs on the organ and the chimes of the church as well, as sweet and traditional as you get.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, quite right. Applause, applause, applause. Couldn't agree more. The Skater's Waltz, that was. The Skater's Waltz in swing time, of course, you might have noticed. One, two, three. One, two, yeah. Bob Crosby and his orchestra. And the Skater's Waltz, Emil Valtteufel from 1882. Given a swing treatment by Bob Crosby. Not in his Bobcats, but with his orchestra. And then I think he went on to play with the world's greatest jazz band later on as well. I might have even briefly met him. I can't remember. I do sort of remember seeing a bit of the world's greatest jazz band in Torquay, I think it was. Ooh, lordy, 1970s, somewhere around there. And we were down there. I don't know that I went to the concert, but I'm sure we met one or two people afterwards. Either that or my mind's playing tricks. I don't know. It does play tricks at this time of the year, doesn't it? Particularly if you've had a few mince pies. Or more to the point, a few glasses of wine or something stronger. Hopefully you're enjoying the run-up to Christmas. I always think the run-up to Christmas is the best part. Christmas Day is lovely, of course, seeing friends and hopefully having a nice meal around the table with extended family, if that's possible. I know not everyone can, but a lovely thing to do if you can. And Christmas Eve is always lovely. And post-Christmas is sort of nice, but the run-up to Christmas, I think, is my favourite time. And seeing some of the lights around town, I just didn't... I know people criticise every year, saying, oh, they start too early. And some people put their lights up in November or end of October, maybe, I don't know. Personally, I don't get around to doing it until sometime into December. But you know what? It brightens up a dark night, I think. If they're happy to do it, the people that make the effort to put them all up and take them all down again and pay the electricity bill to power them, then good luck to them. Brings a little bit of a light into my heart and gladdens my soul a little bit and cheers up an otherwise dull, wet time of year, is what I reckon. Too many Grinches out there, aren't there? And speaking of lights and trees, here's another lovely one that made me think about it only today, actually. I put on Radio 3 this morning and they were playing another Christmas classic, which probably fits into this category happily enough, which is Charlie Brown Christmas from the 1950s, Vince Guaraldi trio. Wonderful stuff. And here he is, O Tannenbaum with the Vince Guaraldi trio. And if you've never watched any of the Peanuts Christmas special cartoons, I thoroughly recommend them. They're funny, they're well done, the voices are great, and the soundtrack's fantastic. Thank you. Oh, I think it goes into the next track. Bit of a brutal ending on that, isn't there? Wasn't me, is all I can say. That's the way it's actually recorded. I have a sneaky suspicion on the CD it actually just flows from one track to the next because it did that in the cartoon somewhat. Anyway, suffice to say, lovely stuff. They can play it on Radio 3, but you can most certainly play it here. And like I said, if you do not know the soundtrack to A Charlie Brown Christmas, it is more than worth putting into your Christmas stocking and having it for your Christmas music each year. Some lovely, really swinging stuff. And whilst it's at the upper end for Sweet and Swinging, maybe in the late 1950s, I hope you'll agree, it certainly swings very nicely in a very nice sort of light cocktail style that Vince Guaraldi and his trio had. Jerry Grinnelli, the drummer there, with some lovely brushwork, who went on to play lots of stuff and had his own modern jazz groups, which featured him once or twice on Jumping In. Died a couple of years ago, bless him. And Vince, long gone, I'm afraid. But the recordings are there to entertain us every year. Speaking of entertaining us every year, I think I have listened to this track at Christmas every year for as long as I can remember. Certainly, I think it was played when I'd be 3, and I'm now in my 60s, and I think I've listened to it every single year. And I guess you do have to play this before Christmas. We've got another Sweet and Swing on Boxing Day, of course, but Christmas is sort of gone then, isn't it? We're looking sort of Christmas, Boxing Day, and then heading towards the New Year. So I like to think about this one being played in the run-up to Christmas, as I was saying. Where else? It is one of those voices of Christmas. There's a few of them, or at least 2 or 3. And for me, the sort of the big two are Perry and Bing. This is Perry, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all safe in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying a finger alongside his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
There's a timeless beauty to that one, isn't there? At least I think there is. Snowfall. You can actually hear, I don't know whether there are lyrics to it. I've never heard the lyrics of that are, but you can see they fit in. Snowfall, snowfall, snowfall today, or whatever the case may be. Really nice. Claude Thornhill, and again, a master of orchestration and bringing out a unique sound from the orchestra and a sort of almost a slightly haunting sound at times on some of the slower numbers. That one I came to, you know, much later in life. So I said Perry Como, and I wasn't exaggerating or lying. I have listened to Perry Como and that track every single Christmas for, I reckon, 60 years. You might have done more. I don't know when it was recorded. Probably late 50s, I would think, or thereabouts. Maybe very early 60s. So it can't be much more than that. Wonderful stuff. I always love that. Whereas the Claude piece we've just heard, I was much more of a recent convert to. I know the old maestro, Jim, my dad, of course, was very keen on that track. And he would play it in some of his Christmas specials. And I know he played it once or twice. And we used to do a Christmas, Kane Christmas party. I say we used to do, we still do. But these days, it's just Brother Chris and myself. We still have the hula hoops and a glass of sherry and the satsuma. But sadly, the old maestro, not around anymore. Which is a great shame. That's life for you, isn't it? That is life for you. But he played that track 1 year, I think, and I thought, gosh, that is lovely. And he said, oh, I've always loved that one. And it's become a Christmas staple for me ever since. Timeless, as I say, and does have a timeless quality about it. Haven't had anyone singing anything cheerful for a while, have we? So here is one of the best in the business. Brilliant, and a feature I see in this year's Jazzwise magazine. Great jazz magazine, if you like it. Covers more the modern side of things, but does cover mainstream stuff as well. And on the front cover this year is this woman, Ella Fitzgerald.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. A merry little Christmas
good then, sounds good now. Another timeless voice or timeless music. Ella Fitzgerald, of course. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. And I do hope you will have a merry little Christmas. Lord knows there's plenty of trouble in the world, but at least it's a time maybe just to forget it, even only for a day or two, and try and celebrate all the best things in life. Those things being mostly friends, family, health. After that, everything else is a bonus. Lots of nice food and wine and nice things to do and fresh air, all good. But I think if you've got friends, family and good health, then the bottom line is, whichever way you look at it, everything else is pretty much a bonus, isn't it? Because we don't all have those happy trio. But I do hope that you do. And you'll enjoy this Christmas. And we're going to go from the sublime of Ella to the slightly ridiculous Christmas medley of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, I tell you what, you can guess the rest of them. We're going to start off with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. See if you recognise the other ones after that. Suffice to say, it is Big Ben and his banjo band from 1958. told you it was ridiculous. did you get the rest of the medley? That's the question. So we had Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to start us off, followed by Jingle Bells, followed by, I think everyone got that one, Where Did My Snowman Go? Not quite so well known, that one. I don't think it is anyway. You might know it very well. Then a classic American bit of kitsch, I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, The Christmas Alphabet, and then Walking in a Winter Wonderland, of course. Big Ben's Banjo Band, 1958. And top work, if you remember them at all. I think a not very long-lived band. Maybe we know why. I don't know. It's a bit of fun, isn't it, in any case? It had a big hit single in 1954 with Let's Get Together. It was number one then. The single peaked number six in the UK singles charts. And it was established, the band, not by Big Ben, but by Norrie Paramore, who was quite a figure on the musical scene in the 50s and 60s. I think he used to do TV themes and all sorts of stuff, didn't he, Norrie Paramore? And, yeah, early 1950s, I think Norrie actually started a Big Ben banjo band. Norrie himself, he did all sorts of record producer, composer, arranger. He played the piano himself, not the banjo. Band leader, orchestra as well. And, of course, perhaps famously for some, not necessarily for me, but he did work with Cliff Richard and also The Shadows. I think he was quite sort of prominent in Cliff's early career. So quite a character, to say the very least. Right, I think we need something a bit stronger after that to bring us back to earth somewhat. How about this? I don't know whether you would have needed one of late. The weather's been so mild, although no doubt post-Christmas we'll suddenly get a very cold spell. It seems to be the way it goes these days. Either way, let's have a hop toddy, courtesy of Ted Heath and his orchestra. There he goes, off into the distance with his hot toddy. Well, he might have left one behind. I'm not saying it's just coffee, actually. Just coffee, got to drive home. Ted Heath, one of the big names in the latter years of big band. It went for so many years, didn't he? And sort of did sort of move from a more traditional swinging style into the sort of slightly more modern stage at the latter stages of his career. Great name in big band music in Britain, of course, Ted Heath and his music. And I think people still perform it. And there's a Ted Heath sort of band still going of some kind, I believe. I could be wrong in saying that, but I'm fairly certain there is. Let's have another bit of kitsch. Yeah, come on, it's Christmas. You can be kitsch at Christmas, can't you? My other half, my wife, is never entirely... I think she's got used to it, me playing this over the years. Teresa Brewer, another one which... I've got the actual LP, which the old maestro used to play when I was a kid, and I still play it. Again, the LP must be from the late 1950s, probably predates me by a few years. And again, rather like Perry, was played from the earliest Christmases I can remember. It wasn't Christmas until I'd heard Teresa Brewer and her family. Teresa's now no longer with us. The youngest of these children now will be, I think, at least in their late 60s, if not 70s. Teresa Brewer at Christmas. Time to get up.
Time to get up. Time to get up. Get up, Teresa. Time to get up.
Oh, my. It's 7 o'clock already. It really is time to get up.
Wake up, Kathy.
Yes, Mommy.
Wake up, Susie.
Yes, Mommy.
Wake up, Megan.
Yes, Mommy.
Today's a very special day. It's the day before Christmas, and we have to get off to a good start.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, 1, 2, 3, let's go. Take a step in the right direction. Wake up with a great big grin. Say hiya, Mr. Sunshine. So glad that you dropped in. Take a step in the right direction. Scrub up with a bubbly tune. Eat breakfast rolls of laughter and happiness with a spoon. Give a whistle while you walk along the avenue. And hocus pocus domino, 'cause the world will whistle too. Take a step in the right direction. A smile is the way to start. One step in the right direction, and you'll walk with a happy heart. Along the avenue, and hocus pocus domino, 'cause the world will whistle too. Take a step in the right direction. A smile is the way to start. One step in the right direction, and you walk with a happy heart.
Yes, I know. I know, it's American, it's kitsch, it's whatnot, but she did actually have a cracking voice, and Teresa Brewer did have an amazing career, very successful for a long time, and another one of those, I mean, she'd be what, in her 30s, 40s there, I guess, I'm just trying to look, she'd be on 31, so she'd be late 20s, I think that would be recorded about 57, 58, so she'd be what, sort of 27, 28, 29, somewhere of that sort of age, I'm guessing, depending on what year it was recorded, and her career, well, it took in pretty much everything, pop, jazz, of course, country, R&B, rock and roll, musicals, novelty songs. I think that was one of them, to be honest. One of the most prolific and popular female singers of the 1950s, recorded around 600 numbers. And as I say, one of five siblings, and started out pretty much as soon as she was able to walk and talk when she was 2 years old. Two, not three. Her mum entered her in the Uncle August Kiddie Show. Yep, you're right. It was American. In Toledo's WSPD, she was a hit with the audience. That would have been, what, the 1930s. And at the age of seven, Brewer entered the Major Bowles Amateur Hour and was soon touring around the country with them. By 12, her mother pulled her from that so she could finish school, which apparently Teresa never liked. But she did skip a grade. She was a bright girl. And graduated from grade 12 in 1948 at the age of 17, a year early. But then went on to sort of pursue her career in music. The Teresa Brewer Showcase, I think, was the first LP she released a lot of her early records with London Records, but it didn't include her two hits, Music, 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 or Chewing Gum. Yeah, Chewing Gum, Chew as in C, yeah, Chewing Gum, you see C-H-O-O and Gum, a bit of a play on words there. But wonderful stuff, and did emerge as a jazz vocalist a bit later on, really. I think her latter years were seen more of a jazz vocalist than as a pop vocalist. Yeah, didn't record much really after the late 60s, 70s, but did record an awful lot, and lived way into the 2000s, I'm happy to say. Love to have met her, actually, or seen her. She was such a part of my early years. All right, let's have some more sort of straighter jazz, can we say. How about Jack Teagarden with the Christmas song? Well, if that's not Christmassy, I don't know what is.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Very sweet indeed, with the distinctive tones of Jack himself singing Merry Christmas to You, the Christmas song. Might have to play Perry playing that next week, I don't know yet. We'll have to think about it. Boxing Day next week, next programme it is. We'll have a jumping in, or a Kane Christmas party, I think it is, next week with Brother Chris. So it won't all be modern jazz, so do tune in. There'll be a bit of modern stuff, but then lots of good old stuff as well. Rather like this one, but there'll be being almost certainly a bit of Louis, a bit of maybe Boogie Woogie, perhaps the odd modern track. But again, I think it'll be fairly festive, and I'm fairly certain there will be hula hoops. There will be a small glass of sherry, small because we'll be driving, and if we get the mince pies done in time, I will do some mince pies as well. Jack Teagarden himself, well, just one of the great trombonists of the big band era, and a distinctive vocal as well. You wouldn't call him a classic singer, but very, very distinctive in his style. And bearing in mind he was a trombonist, he had the slight disadvantage of shortish arms. You never think about it, do you? But if you're a trombonist, long arms come in very handy due to the nature of the instrument, and so Jack had fairly short arms, and so we avoided the traditional tailgate approach in which trombonists play with sort of great glissandos and compensated with a fantastic embouchure control and sort of phrased it more like a trumpet, which made him, well, distinct, I would say, in his playing style and how the music actually sounded. None the worse for that. So we will be back on Boxing Day. So if there are any nice Christmassy tracks you might like to hear on Boxing Day which would fit in with our music here, big band, sweet, perhaps some novelty stuff, early nostalgic sort of tracks, big band, Perry, Bing, you know, let me know, Howard Kane, with an E, at manxradio.com. And I'll see if I can oblige. In the meantime, do enjoy the rest of the run-up to Christmas. Don't fret too much. It's only one day, and at the end of the day, as I say, as long as you've got some friends and family, something to eat, and you're not feeling too bad, then the prezzies and everything else don't really matter that much. They're nice, but it's just a nice to have, not an essential. Enjoy yourselves, enjoy the lights, get a bit of fresh air, and have the very merriest of Christmases, and we will see each other on Boxing Day. Even if you can't see me, you'll hear me. Till then, happy Christmas. Cheerio.